Yo, what up, family? Once again, you back with another episode of the Two Brothers Podcast. We got our special guests here again, so let me do these intros out the way. You got your boy, Gary.
I'm gonna be Mike today.
Yo, fuck out of here, James.
He gonna be Mike today. I hate this nigga, yo.
Alright, back with us again, we got...
Les. Follow me on Instagram, Lester.Johnson, the realtor.
Alright, and then we also got again with us...
K3.
All right, we also gotta we're gonna keep as long as he's here with us, we're gonna keep thanking King Three for the song. Let us know what you think about it, and hit him up on Instagram just to show him his appreciation for adding us a intro to the podcast. So I was just wondering this question, right? Because I know I'm in the majority with this question.
Here we go.
Right, the majority of this question is, I don't think anybody is a smut or a whore. I don't care how many bodies you got. I don't think you're a whore. I don't think there's a such thing as a smut. I think we should just get rid of it. I feel like that shit is just grounded in fucking negativity and off some like being pure bullshit, which I don't think anyone is some like white supremacist type shit.
Smut break. Nah, I'm sorry. I kind of agree. I
feel like, oh, what? I didn't imagine that.
I feel like that's a...
He said, probably all the grill.
I don't agree with you.
I
agree with the thought process of smut and whores, because that defines that you know how to fuck. That's a pure label right there. Hey, that smutty motherfucker over there knows how to fuck. They know how to get the job done. I'm sorry. That's a label. That's like a medical alert bracelet, man. It's...
What medical alert bracelet? All
right. It is a very quick identifier of safety.
But I think just because somebody got a lot of bodies don't mean they're not a fuck.
Shit. It could have been just fucking...
How many times it took you to drive to get experience?
Hey, okay. Hey, it takes 1,000 hours to become a master, my nigga.
You drive a tractor trailer 3 times, you can fucking drive a car very well.
Yeah, but sex is way more complicated than driving a fucking tractor trailer.
Everybody ain't good at sex.
Niggas, 18 gears in a fucking tractor trailer, nigga. What?
A lot of gears,
my guy. And you know, I've had a lot of sexual encounters, and I've gotten some horrible blowjobs in a lot of those encounters.
But you was the smut, not them.
Because all your encounters.
Nah, there's some people who got way more bodies than me that I was expecting to get a better blowjob from. So I just don't think bodies equal fucking talent or expertise.
Okay.
Is anybody else going to hop in on this one? Is this about to be the shortest episode fucking ever?
I mean, I'm surprised that you haven't.
I agree that just because you do something a lot of times don't mean you're good at it. There's a lot of people that have been driving their whole life still can't drive for shit.
We was talking about bodies.
That's an example.
All right.
Man, I need to go back to last season.
You need to go back to last season.
The last witch call. I'm not done. We should have part 2 there.
Nobody want to talk about this. On this, yo?
I won't go back to that.
You do your research on bodies.
All right. Yeah, all right. We gonna just kill us.
Because let me tell you one thing I love about this group. Mm-hmm. We don't just skip over shit.
Nah.
Of a disagreement. We talk about... We have part 1 and 2.
But we just came to the point we're not going to change one another.
That's because you decided that you wasn't going to change.
I feel like it's like a blowjob. A nigga just walked away from it. Like no.
You never walked away from a blowjob that was great?
Nah, I want you finish.
No, you're going to fucking do your job. You're going to do your goddamn job.
I didn't walk away from a blowjob. Sam, thank you, bro.
If she using teeth, you're not going to finish. Like I said. I'm not going to be fucked up because... You didn't finish. Oh, you didn't know what you was doing.
Teeth hurt.
I'm sorry. I like teeth. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Man. I mean, you got to know how to use the teeth.
Though. I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah, if they don't know what they're doing, and that shit is uncomfortable.
Sam, you don't like teeth in your blowjob, bro? Oh, little nibble on the tip?
Don't...
Like, deep throat it in the slot and, like, graze it with the teeth?
Put your teeth in the dresser.
Fuck that. Bite me. Bite me, bitch.
Don't fucking bite me. I will headbutt you. Don't fucking bite me.
Like, you don't
want to get corner cut. If you try to headbutt her, your dick gonna get bit off.
I'm actually
waiting till
you get corner cut.
Am I the only one? I want to ask this question because I talked to my girl about this.
Your dick's...
I don't like getting hit with girls with tongue rings. I don't like that shit.
I don't feel like it's an added feature. I feel like people try to make it sound like it's going to do a whole bunch of extra shit.
You know the little bottom part, you have the little tongue thing, and you've been like, what the hell? Like, you think
when they rub it on the tip, I love that shit. I don't like that. You know what I'm not a fan of?
Nah, don't put your bar in my dickhead. That shit is...
Whoa.
I don't like that.
What? When they pull the bar up and they push the bar on your dick,
Yeah. Nah,
I don't like that shit.
That's a little bit of sounding right there.
I'm trying to cut my dick hole, man.
That's a little bit of sounding right there. That shit.
Look at that.
But she can bite your dick.
Look at that.
Yeah, we already talked about it.
I'd rather get bite than that.
You can bite me. Don't put no metal on me, bitch.
Yeah, that shit scared me.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to say bitch. But I guess we passed the problematic stage. Uh-huh. We should give a fuck about research. We can say bitch.
You can say bitch now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you might just say bitch. Research says you get further saying bitch anyway.
A bitch is a female.
Than being polite. So.
My nigga? My bitch.
Yeah, that's actually true. My that's nigga. So sad, though. Hey. I just can't do it.
Bia, bia. Like, you can't do research.
Yep.
I told you. I'm trying to tell you. You got to get back to that. We can't cross over that bridge, bro.
I'm sorry.
I mean, they feel the way they feel.
I'm in an impasse of life.
Impasse of life.
I can't go over this bridge knowing I got to look back and Gary not coming. I'm just, I'm trying to tell you.
Pause.
Dumbfounded.
There we go again.
I'm part of the pause community.
Apparently.
And don't talk about nothing you ain't doing research on. Thank you. That's all I was going to say. Thank you.
Yo, just call. This is going to be a fucking blooper reel. Fuck it.
Nah, man. We got to finish. Nobody wants to. It's just like somebody, hey.
No more sex for you.
Nobody.
You got to call me. Go ahead.
Wait. Nah. So, if we get some subjects to be uncomfortable and shit, nigga got to finish it. Man, we talk about cheating and everything. Nah, bro, we got to finish that.
Let me just ask a quick question, get a poll from you three gentlemen. I just need a yes or a no, right? Mm-hmm. So if we watch this special, and I still think it's problematic.
I respect your...
Yeah, I understand that. My problem is not your stance on the subject.
Yeah, it's that I haven't watched
it. My problem is your stance with lack of knowledge.
Can't use that. You can't use that. Because you can't use that as an educational thing. Because that's, even with Dave Chappelle, he's giving his opinion. So at the end of the day, to be fair, I will respect the fact that you see it and you still have the same feeling. I got to respect that. I ain't arguing that.
It's three sides to every story.
Yeah, you seen the whole thing.
Your side, my side, and the truth.
No. His side, their side, and what really happened for Gary.
I mean, I thought you were saying
it. I had to throw you in there. It's cool. Yes.
But yeah, Gary, like the thing we trying to explain to you, and I guarantee, please correct me wrong, guys. It's not the fact of how you have a stance on something. Mm-hmm. We don't give a shit what you have a stance on. We happy. But if you don't have a reason, like seeing a whole episode, how you have a stance on it being said yourself.
You want to stand behind the chance of the person at the end of the day, that's your business.
Yeah, I would still love you.
It's just that you're setting the definition of what my research should look like.
No,
fundamental research. You go to a first grade teacher, they're gonna tell you, go to the source.
That's fact.
Dewey Decimal System, nigga.
Yo, I never understood the fucking Dewey Decimal
System. I didn't either, but I can tell you it's Dave Chappelle today.
They didn't talk about that in Charles County School. So,
They had 1.2+ .AB plus some random ass fucking numbers.
And it was supposed to help you find a book.
Yeah, you had to go through this whole fucking...
What, you doing a math problem?
You had to go through an index card system that was like 4,000 index cards to find out where this one book was in the school.
I was good at the time, though, but I can't do that now.
I cannot do that shit at all. Hey,
my turned to a scavenger hunt.
Yes! Finding the book was a fucking task, nigga. It was a class all in of itself.
They was fucking with y'all.
That actually took you to library. It took you to library class to teach you the system to find a book.
On your own time.
And it'd be right in the middle of class.
What's the finest book?
It do. It'd be right in the middle, right when we first walked. Big, stupid-ass book like a Pokemon card deck. Yeah, and that joint flipping over the next page.
Oh, no, we had the drawers, bro.
Oh, you had the drawer.
You had the drawers,
bro. Oh, with the
You got to be out of the
Yeah, I had that too. Yes. Wait, hold on right quick. And you pull up the card.
That's how I learned, though. That's how you learn.
You got to sign your name off on it. And you better return that card.
Oh, bro. You got to hit it with the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, dude. Oh, you stupid.
I must have got suspended that day. I don't know.
Nigga, it was a whole month, dude. Like,
I was in trouble a lot, so.
Then after that, you learned, you took typing class. Stay on the home room.
But yes, if you watch it, we will. We will let it go.
Yes.
I mean, no offense, but I don't give a fuck if you let it go or not.
I know. We know that you...
We came together as a community and decided that you got to watch this. So, you got to follow what the community thinks.
Or we could just tell them that they're wrong and he should just believe it.
He already on their side.
Yeah. Sorry. I already chose teams.
It was shirts
versus skins and I don't look good without a shirt on, so I went with the shirt.
You chose the black people's skin instead of the white people who got skin. It's like, no,
you just confused me. That one. You lost the fuck out of me.
I know you're trying to go at. You chose one side instead of having the whole. You're dividing anyway. You're pretty much dividing. You're dividing the white transgender and the black transgender. You're not...
I'm offended. I'm actually, I am offended that you chose to side with a community of information that you had no knowledge of.
And they barely got knowledge of it because they didn't even.
They're still learning themselves. They are. They're still learning who they are themselves as well. They just know one day, hey, this is who I am. This is who I'm. My true person. I am. I'm gonna be opposite sex or the same, however I want to feel. But they still learning themselves as well. Like everyone is. So that's the reason why I feel like it comes down to the point where it's the part of. I think the older trans people. I don't like saying people. Older trans generation
community
yeah. are more open minded than the younger. And I'm gonna be honest.
That's
a
good topic. It's become a fad.
That's a good topic. So, talking about millennials versus
the older
and the Gen Z.
Gen Z, like
yeah, they
everything that we I was talking. I don't know who the fuck I was talking to the other day, but everything that we grew up on. Remember, nigga, we didn't even have fucking seatbelts. We used to get in the car at 5 and 6 years old with no fucking car seat.
Now you can't get in the car without the thing stop dinging.
Nigga, we had paper towels in the back seat the other day. The child safety shit would not stop going the fuck off because the car was scared that we was leaving the kid in the car. Like, everything now is so padded. Like, we live in such a padded world. And that kind of plays into this conversation that we was just talking about, too, about transgender. Like, we are so worried about what is going to happen to our kids or what our kids are going to see or turn into given the same tools and things that we had as kids when ain't shit wrong with us. Like,
there's a lot of shit wrong with us.
I mean, but ain't no less shit wrong. I mean, no more shit wrong with us than was wrong with our parents or the generation before.
There's a lot more shit wrong with our parents.
Nigga, the generation before us, they were expected to have kids by the age of 15. The generation before that was 12. The generation before that, if you didn't have a kid by 9, something was fucking wrong with you.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that things didn't get... Things got better and places, and there became more spaces made for people. I don't understand the problem with that. Like, I don't... Like,
what do you mean? Things are better?
A lot of people say that this newer generation is way too sensitive, is way too soft, right? Like... This new generation is trying to make safe spaces. Like, what the fuck is a safe space? I never had a safe space growing up. It's making these kids weak and they all this type of shit. And I don't understand what's wrong with trying to make spaces that people can feel comfortable in.
Okay, a space and a world are two different things.
There's what's wrong with making a world?
It's no longer a safe space when everything is censored or monitored. Like, kids can't even have fun or can't... Like, granted, like... I understand, like, it's some things that we were able to have access to as kids that we probably shouldn't have access to. Music, specifically for us as a generation, was one of the things that were never censored.
It's worse now, bro.
I mean, y'all got kids. All three of y'all got kids. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all would never let y'all kids go outside and play like we went outside and played.
Fuck no, because my kids now, if I cannot see you, you cannot be outside.
It's paranoia.
But you're still trying to make a safer world for your child.
I'm keeping 100 with you. I'm keeping 100.
But it's not about safety. It's about kidnapping. It's not. I'm not worried about somebody touching my kid. I'm worried about my kid not being on this block no more.
Yeah. Different. But that's the same thing that could have been to us.
But there's nothing that can be done about that level of safety.
Different generations deal with different things. We're not saying it's easier. We're saying everybody has their own problem. The older generation before us had different problems. We don't have the same problems they have, but we have our own set of problems.
I'm saying this.
The generation before, it was like our growing up, everybody on the block knew you. Everybody on the village. Block knew you.
That plays into what I'm talking about.
I never experienced that.
I'm
traditional. I got you.
Neighborhoods.
My mom knew you. Mr. Johnson knew you. Mr. Wilson knew you.
Who the fuck is Mr. Wilson?
The nigga that lived on the other side of me. Wilson knew you. Miss Cynthia that lived on the other side of my mom, she fucking knew you.
Who the fuck is Cynthia?
But all I'm saying this.
They must have knew our father. They knew you, of course.
You don't know them.
I'm saying the generation is different. I'm a military child. Lived on a military base. There's not a lot of stuff happening on military base with kids being abducted. We left our doors unlocked. Like, we didn't worry about none of that stuff. That's when I was growing up. You can't do that shit now. People getting raped. People doing all kinds of stuff. And people don't have self-entitlement. It's showing the same thing with the drug game. You know, back in the day where all those people were so successful, they wasn't really backdooring as much as they're doing now. So that's why it's totally different.
Even in the gang and drug world, rules are different.
Yeah, no candy for kids.
You don't touch kids.
They
you
do it now.
Touch women.
You they don't. Do it now.
You know. Dangerous. You know the difference in life. It boils down to real easy and simple. Lack of want of parenting. I give you a prime example. Internet bullying. That's what I was talking. I was talking my stepfather. Internet bullying. Internet bullying has become this really big ass thing that parents are trying to keep their kids from. They started movements. They started all these petitions and shit.
Last week.
Why do they do this? Because your kid has access to the internet, and some other kid that has access to the internet at somebody else's fucking house is talking shit about you online. When, as a parent, what you either should do is address the other child's parent or take the fucking internet away from your fucking kid. That's easy, simple. No, it is not.
You can't internet for school education.
No, what I'm saying is,
in school, you going to get internet bullied when Billy is sitting next to you talking shit.
Yes.
You ever did command prompt?
You look at.
You never seen a person that had command prompt?
You look at those James. You teach your kid to look at Billy sitting next to you and punch this nigga in the fucking face, just like your mother told you. Hey,
when your kid gets,
you got a problem with this kid.
I will say that's not an example because bullying has always been happening.
Yes, that is better, but that is my point.
There's a different method of bullying.
If you was bullied back then, if you was bullied as a kid in school, what did your parent tell you to do?
Punch him and shoot him. I'm gonna punch you.
That shit is over.
I got told don't hit him until he hits you.
Nah.
But if bully is bullying you,
but the response in both situations is handle your shit.
If you're getting bullied on the computer, he not hitting you. And then what I'm saying is, you said take the internet away, and that's slightly different because in this younger generation, like, more of their life is on the internet. That's the reason you got these little ass kids who are making more money than their parents.
Because parents are not parenting, which goes back to my original point.
Yes, but parents haven't been parenting for a while.
If you were doing your job as a parent and not trying to worry about censoring other people's children, then your child would be more successful in life. There's no way you can tell me that taking away bullying makes your kid stronger. Learning how to deal with bullies in adverse situations teaches your child to be stronger. But just eliminating the bully in and of itself and blaming another parent does not make your child a stronger child. Yeah, it doesn't. It's hindering your kid.
You said take away the internet from your kid so that... I know you can't do it. It's unrealistic to think you can completely take
specific,
it.
But specific sites.
You were saying...
Your kid is being bullied on some message board. You block that fucking message board.
No, let me tell you something. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Your kid is choosing at that point to interact with
you. You can bully a person off command prompt alone, bro. You cannot take that off your computer. But they can hack the other person's computer and say, your mom is a bitch. In command prompt, bro. We did it in class.
And that person is talking specifically to you.
You can send it right to him.
And then tomorrow, I'm going to tell my child... Tomorrow, I'll give you an example. Last week, my kid came home off the bus. Did I tell you the story? My kid came home off the bus. Little boy's mom said, hey, your kid threw this water bottle at my kid. I said, so? What did your kid do to my kid? My kid said, he threw it at me first. He hit me in the stomach. I looked at the lady. I said, he shouldn't be throwing nothing to her. She shouldn't be throwing nothing to him. That's the end of the conversation. If he throws something else at her, I'm going to tell her to hit him in the face.
Okay.
Parenting.
Got you.
You teach your child in a situation to deal with the problem. You don't eliminate the problem and say, hey, you won't ever be faced with this if you just subscribe to, yet again, just like the last conversation, cancel culture. Like eliminating problems out of your child's life at such a young age hinders them from being able to grow and develop as an adult, which is the whole point behind all of this shit.
I got a question. I'm genuine question. That's trying to be funny. Do you subscribe to the idea that like bullying builds character?
I do.
To be honest, yes.
I do. Okay. Because if you wasn't a bully, you'd be sensitive to shit.
You didn't learn how to protect yourself. You didn't learn how to defend yourself as a child. You wind up one of these soft ass adults now that feels like, oh, I shouldn't have to deal with any fucking obstacles. Which turns into the exact definition of a privileged child. As black people don't live in a society where you have the ability to be a privileged child 24/7.
That was my next question is, do you feel that way?
At 18.
Which is wrong to me.
The black culture is...
You turn 18, you get handed a bill.
I was a child 17. I was a child yesterday. My birthday's today. I'm 18. I'm
but you getting kicked out.
Every other culture is keeping their kids in the house and helping them pay bills and helping them save money. But
that is why cancel culture is okay with them. That is why these white movements of fucking non-dairy, non-GMO crackers and fucking cookies at lunchtime. Nigga, peanut butter allergies. That shit pisses me off so much. Peanut butter allergies. Because my kid is allergic to peanut butter. Your kid can't have no peanut butter sandwich. Keep your fucking kid away from my kid's lunch. My kid's lunch don't got shit to do with Billy that's sitting on the other side of the goddamn room.
Your kid don't touch.
Only reason I can't have.
My only caveat to that is, like, I feel like there should be no peanut allergy if, like, you're in high school. But, like, when you're a kid, like, you're already kind of messy. And there's so many things that can happen accidentally.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
That you get a peanut allergy and Sam got a peanut butter sandwich. Y'all not even friends or something. But just because a food fight break out, or he bumps into you walking to go wash his hands, you get a whole outbreak. So I think, like, at a certain age, yes, you should have more control. But then
my kid is in the first grade. She come home at least once a week and say, hey, such and such was trying to get some of my lunch. And I told him, back up.
Yeah. Brother's a kid bigger
kids
than
kids learn.
Huh? I ate that
sandwich. And then that kid died. That's his fault. He shouldn't have touched my kid's fucking lunch. That is your... Your kid is seven. Your kid is seven and don't know he can't have peanuts? That's his fucking fault. Your kid is a fucking idiot.
No, I don't know.
It's the parent.
I can't speak. I'm sorry.
Yo, this shit pisses me off so much. Like, I was listening on the radio.
Now you're going to start the argument again?
I'm going to let it go. They was talking about canceling Halloween in schools because they didn't want the kids that couldn't participate to feel bad. And I was like, seriously?
Let me ask you this question. Thank you for saying that.
Like,
how do you feel about them taking out Black history and all that stuff out of the school because they say they don't want to make the white people feel uncomfortable?
It's already been eliminated. All of the shit that we even learned as kids in high school and middle school.
And we didn't even learn the real shit.
It wasn't actually live.
Christopher Columbus is the most worst live.
That's why they changed the fucking name of the day.
You want to know the truth, though? If they told the truth in history books, I wouldn't have a problem with them getting rid of Black History Month.
Why is that?
Because I feel like we need Black History Month because they don't tell the truth.
Yeah.
They took us out of the fucking school.
So you said it was already self-taught.
Yeah, if they were in the school, yeah, books, I wouldn't care about the month.
They give you 28 days to learn the minimal amount. They give you one fact a day.
Yeah.
And have you seen that
minimal amount of information?
RDC World, RDC World skit about Black History Month. They did a skit. It was like, all right, kids, it's Black History Month, so I'm about to teach you. Martin Luther King said nonviolence. Rosa Parks had a seat. Martin Luther King had a dream. Rosa Parks sat down, and Jackie Robinson played baseball. On to calculus. It was like, what? That was it?
It's the truth.
The only reason why I learned a lot more is because, one, I'm from the South. They teach it more in the South than they do on the East Coast, to be honest.
You know why?
I got a question.
Because the white people feel like they got it. They feel like in the South, that it don't matter.
They tell you the blunt truth about we got Black African American names on the schools in New Orleans.
So if we're saying that they're not teaching it right anyway, then what's the problem with them taking it out?
I'm saying I don't see it helping or hindering in either case. Because I feel like you as a Black person should be teaching your child that they have to do their own research on history.
I hear what he's saying. My problem with them taking it out is it deals more with the erasure of it all. Like if they don't got the month and they're not teaching it,
but it's already erased.
But if they teach it wrong, we should
erase Columbus Day too.
It's already erased.
If they're teaching it wrong,
but
it should.
I guess the debate is it better to be taught wrong or is it better to not be taught at all?
It's not even wrong.
They lied about freaking
false information.
It's watered down.
They lied about George Washington, bro.
We shouldn't be relying on just what they teach us in school. Like, it goes along with what James said. Like,
but that also goes back to his thing about, like, it's a system built for parents not to have the time to teach their kids what they need to know.
Like, think about it. Like, in all actuality, in all reality of life, you get maybe 3 hours a day with your kid. You got kids to go to school. You get 3 hours of your personal time with your kid. Part of that shit is bath time and food. So that cuts out at least an hour, hour and a half.
That drive
is another hour with the drive and commute, whether you're getting off the bus or whatnot. So you literally got 30 to 45 minutes a day with your kid, and you're not trying to have them do school shit in that 30 to 45 minutes. So you already behind the curve. You already behind the eight ball.
I got to say this. Me personally...
You gotta teach them on Saturdays,
me and Takiya, I'm gonna be honest with you.
I talk about a lot of stuff. I don't censor shit with my children. I talk to them normal. This what happened. Daddy, why did this happen to Slate? This is right here. My daughter watched, her favorite movie is Malcolm X. Not Malcolm X, but what's the dude I got in Africa? What's my man's name that they got Gandhi's? Locked up? That was locked up.
Nelson Mandela?
Nelson Mandela. She loves Nelson Mandela. She was like, why did he do this? Why did it? All these questions. So I got to disagree because it all, like you said, it's all about the parent. Even within those 3 hours, I'm teaching you in a fun way to understand your culture. You know,
but that, I don't know. I think that is because you were putting the time into parenting.
Yeah,
and also, I mean,
most parents are not active parents right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Most parents, that 30 minutes they sit in front of the TV.
Yeah,
because they like, tired. Not, they just got off.
And then our family too. Like my in laws, man, I don't know, bro. They very straight to the point. Like I don't know, my whole family. Because I'm from.
That's another
but
thing.
But also, you're not running a typical like 9 to 5.
Another thing that's changed.
Even when I did 9 to 5.
Back
bro.
In the day, we used to have dinner as a family.
Yeah.
Sit at one table.
That changed big time.
Talk, yeah. Have conversations.
Age of technology.
Now.
Like my child can't sit at a table without
you
a
get tablet. Your, you, it turned into you get your food, go to your room, you go. It's different.
I got a question. Do y'all feel like. What is your stance on how you want to talk to your kids, or if you have talked to your kids? I'm sorry, Gary, this one excludes you.
Sorry,
but talking to your kids about the police, like my kids, I felt bad the other day. Well, I didn't feel bad.
I told my daughter,
I was proud and felt stupid at the same time. But my kids see a police call and they're like, somebody about to go to jail, somebody about to get arrested, and I realized that I've systematically ingrained in my kids that police is involved, somebody's getting locked up, or something bad.
I tell.
Can we keep it?
Because mostly, that's what happens mostly.
I'm gonna say something. I know it's gonna spark y'all off because y'all in that type of group. But there's a video that was done where they recorded black parents talking to their kids about the police. And I was gonna try to show it to y'all after this joint. And it's like the most fucking heartbreaking thing because this father has his like, I don't know, kids' ages. They don't got none. But like she's 10 or younger, and he has taught her to say when the police comes. Like, hello, my name is such and such. I have no weapons on me.
I seen that.
And that shit was just... And then, like, his
but
mom...
But it's factual. That's the conversation I have with
no, but it was just heartbreaking because his mom was talking to her daughter and she broke down, started worrying about her cousins and brothers. That shit was just...
But, no, I seen that video. I seen it.
Because of stuff that has actually happened, the shift has changed to teaching your kid how to survive. In a
like,
police interaction.
Keep it on
instead of actually teaching them, okay, all police aren't out here trying to kill people. All police ain't, like, instead of teaching them fact, what's most important now is surviving your
encounter.
So, like, give you an example with me. And I talk to my fiance about this all the time. I'm more scared of, because, like, your son's very young. I have a son and 2 daughters. Mm-hmm. So I'm more scared of my son versus my daughters. Like, if that makes sense. Because my son, being the type, you know, us African American, we're aggressive. I'm very aggressive with my son. I'm not gonna lie.
Even if we're not, we're viewed as.
Yeah, we're aggressive. But I personally be like, damn, should I take it back? Because I don't want that aggression to lead outside the house. And he gives that aggression towards someone and he gets himself in trouble. That's stuff I think about. But on the same token, I'm like, shit, you want to play sports? I got to make you aggressive. And I got to make sure you can't let nobody push you over. Or whatever. And things in life, like, you got to be harsh with them. But the thing, I'm not going to lie, I tell Tiki all the time, I'm like, sometimes I wish I didn't have kids because of the society. I'm not going to hold you. I'm if I could have done it, I love my kids to death. I would not. This society is, like, fucked up.
I said it on another, like, podcast. Like, I don't got kids, but, like, I have, like, air quotes, adopted sister. Her name is Michaela. She's the daughter of a woman in my mom's church. And, like, I've been around my entire life. So, my sister by bond, not by blood. Same with James. And, like, hanging out with her, doing shit with her. It's really, like, set into me, like, I don't think I want kids. Because, like, let something happen to this little girl. I've already written off in my mind, like, I'm going to jail or I'm dying if somebody does anything.
Like, if it's like, can be another factor in how you teach or how someone with kids will teach them about interactions. Like, first of all, yes, I want you to survive. But if something happened to you, then I'm going to act a fool. Like, ain't no way you're going to be able to tell me I'm doing too much.
That's like tripping. That man that just got arrested last week for his daughter got sold in a sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he killed the boyfriend.
He killed the boyfriend. He on trial right now.
It's
so fucked up. I forgot even where the fuck this topic even started, but.
Oh, soft.
It is soft. The question. But,
yeah. It's so fucked up to think that out here in this world, that everybody else right now is concerned with their kids' physical. Well, everybody is concerned with their kids' physical health, but every other community is worried about nutritional value and them being able to grow up and be healthy.
Prosperous and.
But we, as a community, are concerned about our kids surviving. Just growing up, like
having that part first,
ability to grow up. But that's not what the world is focused on. But the black community is the most focused on that, and we are losing focus on everything else and just being bandwagon, in my opinion, and trying to fit in and assimilate. Like, that's one of the biggest things that I was taught as a kid, like, don't be bullied. Don't let nobody bully you. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for other people. Stand up for what's right. Mm-hmm. And now we are having to teach our kids, mind your fucking business. If that shit don't got shit to do with you, shut the fuck up.
Because we want them alive.
Like, that is changing the thought process. I was watching something the other day that was telling about how we as a people, like not just black people, but people in general, are set up in a systematic way to be programmed from children, from infancy to 3 years old. We're programmed to have the basic senses or thought processes that we have, and then from there it's just nurturing and growth, but we're already processed by the age of 3 years old to understand and know what we believe. That shit is wild, because now we're taught to believe all of the opposite shit that we should be paying attention to.
That's because I feel like, bringing it back to black people, I feel like we're affected the most. So our thought process of how we relay messages and teach our kids is going to be different than what other cultures that are not being targeted.
I know this is atypical of myself, but as you said that, my thought process went to, are we though? Like, I know we talk about how we are the most oppressed and the most put down and the most looked over, but are we really?
If we talking about police, I was just talking about.
Oh, okay, you talking that, about just police that specific in general. Topic. I was saying,
yeah. Now, no, we're more than capable to prosper. I feel like a lot of our
plights are put into place because we want to be lazy and blame other people, but I feel like that's also problematic in the thought process to say that, because yes, we are very oppressed. Yes, we are very looked over. Yes, we have a lot more obstacles than a lot of other people, but you as an individual say you got a lot more obstacles than the person that's sitting next to you. So who is to say that is real truth? I feel like we operate on the crutch of, you were just talking about slavery and understanding of black history, but that's on our own. That's a lot of that shit's on our own ignorance. Cause Jewish people, they don't talk about fucking Holocaust and shit that much in school. But I can guarantee you talk to a Jewish kid that's 15,
nah,
and they know about the Holocaust.
Okay, two things. One, they do talk about the Holocaust, and we talk about this. Why I have a problem with the Holocaust Museum? It's the Holocaust is a gold star for America because we were the fucking heroes. We came in and stopped that man from doing all the horrible things. Slavery, white people are the fucking villains. They don't want to talk about that. But another thing we was talking about, like, about this whole, like, mind your business thing, where, like, a lot of things that have happened, and I stopped following this story just because the more I learned, the more it broke my heart. But I don't know if you heard about it, like, a while back, the woman that got, like, raped in front of all the people and...
Yeah, that was like a train. That was like a month ago, yeah.
Like... But motherfuckers is taught and just learn, mind your own business, don't get involved with some shit. They don't got you, and you wind up in this herd mentality where everybody's just like there watching shit happen. And it's just like, in my mind, I'm like, if I'm there, I'm probably, that nigga's probably dead. That nigga's probably gonna die, or I'm gonna step in before it gets too crazy. And it's just,
So,
oh, you minding your business, back to minding your business.
Minding your business is different.
I'm not talking about that. That's something different.
Minding your business is different than standing there recording on the phone.
Well, no, that they said that was a lot. That people were not recording.
Somebody did record, but it went viral.
Yes, and a lot of people were.
They recorded that shit.
Yeah, because because
they censored it all.
But the report that I read wasn't even the point. So, the way that we teach our kids is, say you went. Now, I'm not saying. It's difficult, but I'm not saying, don't let it happen. Don't just, of course, anybody in their right mind, like, I got to interfere. But hold on, but say you went over there to interfere, and this nigga pull out a gun to shoot you. Everybody, your family, gonna be like,
that shit just happened last week.
You should have minded your business
with them four women that just tried to. That shit was literally 2 days ago. The four women. It was a woman that was subject to domestic violence, Pennsylvania. Four women tried to intervene and keep that woman from being beat. He shot all five of these women. Three of somebody them died. Said, two of them is critical.
I guarantee somebody in their family is like, y'all should have managed your business. Y'all should have went on about your business.
Let me ask this question.
No, you can ask questions. I just want to say this one thing. That's going on. He pulled a gun. He shoot me. It's a good death.
I'm not saying it's not.
No, I'm just telling you my point of view on it.
How we teach, what it ties in with the police. Like, just mind your business. Don't do nothing. We're teaching our children to survive. Make it to the next day.
The thing that happened in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Which was?
What's my man name that died with the knee in the neck? What's his name? George Floyd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If y'all was in that situation.
You
would've went to jail.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I would've been saying something. I wouldn't intervene because I don't want to get shot. I gotta go back home to my family.
Are he?
And I'm going to be... Because
you don't have kids.
Bro. You don't have kids, bro.
I got you. That's all I'm speaking about.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying because you don't have kids, like you look at the situation different. Every day I go outside, it's not for me to survive and just be able to be out here and living. It's me to survive because I got people that's dependent on me.
Mm. Yeah.
I got to go home to my kids. I got to make sure that my kid make it to tomorrow because if I don't and I intervene into this situation and I die... Who the fuck got them?
Gotcha.
Who gonna take care of them? Mm-hmm. So it becomes a different plight and a different understanding. And granted, I feel like if George Floyd had been a woman, then my stance may have been a little bit different. I may have tried some other tactic to call more police or something else. But to stand there for me, I feel like to stand there and record shit that's makes you totally more different. Of a coward.
Yeah.
Than it does if you were to intervene in the situation or even to just walk past. Like, you witnessed that shit. You watched it happen. You did nothing. You stood by and actively participated in basically a lynching. You were bystander at a lynch. It's no different than watching than the white people that used to go to the fucking... Yeah, they used to go to lynchings and watch a motherfucker get burned and set on fire. Like, I mean, burned and hung. Like, you sat there and watched that shit. You participated. If that was a crime, if it was a crime in action, you would be an accomplice. So that makes you no different than the person that's involved in the shit. Like, you recorded somebody dying. You recorded for George Floyd's family to watch repeatedly him get killed. That's fucked up. That's more fucked up than having your foot on this nigga's neck.
But let me say this, though. If it wasn't for that, it's left-handed anyway. We should have known. That's what you know you're acting with. If we did not have this video, things would have never changed, though.
Shit ain't changed.
Things would not...
How many niggas got killed since George Floyd? How many niggas got killed before George Floyd?
I can't agree with that. Because
so y'all feel like nothing happened. Nothing.
Because back in the day, we didn't have phones. Shit was still happening.
Rodney King was recorded. That shit was on camera. That shit happened almost 30 fucking... More than 30 years ago. Well, no.
Yeah, it's more than 30. It's more than 30, bro.
Yeah, that shit was in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's been more than 30 years. That shit was recorded. Nothing changed then.
And I heard he beat his wife, too.
Rodney King was a fucked up individual. Same as George Floyd. No offense. I'm sorry. But he was a fucked up... He was a nigga in the streets. Do I say he deserved the level of brutality he got?
Hell no.
No. Do I say that in a given situation, if he wasn't recorded and you just heard about the story, would you have said it differently? Probably. Same as George Floyd. If you had heard the story differently,
Same as I'm sorry, I forgot the nigga name that was selling the Lucy's.
Eric Gardner.
Same as that shit. If you hadn't seen the video and you just heard the story, you would have sided with the police. The only difference is it is recorded now, and it's in mass media. But this is not new shit. There was a point in time, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, when literally every week, right after the Trayvon Martin shit, literally every week, some black dude was dying on TV. Literally every week. 3 years ago.
Half of them, we weren't even seeing.
What is different?
Just see their body.
The kid that got shot in the middle of the street that was running from the cop. I forgot. Mike, mm-hmm. whatever. Mike
Brown.
Yeah. Like, there's no difference between now and 20, 30 years ago. There's no difference now than it was 3 years ago. The only difference is, again, goes back to media and government control. We live in a system set up for us to, not just black people, but people in general, to turn on each other, create subcategories and subsects to be able to fight and can keep us in control. That's how presidential elections get won. That's why they're trying to right now get the people at the border the $500,000 per person. They're trying to, everything is about controlling the election and control of the population. And we get so consumed and caught up in the small shit as people, black, white, brown, blue, whatever. It's only that black and white get the majority of the stakeholder of attention because everybody else is coming here looking for a better life than the bullshit that they go through in their country. But we still are in the same shit. We just not third world. We got a little bit more money, but we go through the same fights. We go through the same political struggles. We go through the same shit. We get wrapped up in that momentary, hey, this is the fight that we have for our cause at this minute, that you don't see the big picture. Niggas argue over gas prices. Get the fuck out of here. You have no control over gas at all.
That's true.
And no matter what the fuck you say, no matter how much you protest, gas is one of the few things that's still run by big oil, big white people that you don't have, they don't care how you feel or what you think you got control of. This is the price. Drive your car or you don't. That's the one subject that we don't really push because we can't control that shit and halfway with taxes. But name me one other subject that we fight about as people that is going to go somewhere.
I think we're about to come close to the end, right? I mean, but I was just listening to what you were saying, and I was thinking about, like, past, right? And just, I feel like the people in power saw how powerful the art of the boycott was. They said, like, the day that all black people boycotted buses, like, they lost millions. And
it's not just the boycott, it's the black community. Black community have control of vote and state and economics in the country.
Like I said, if we all...
spending power, that's the word.
Because I think, like, what it is like this is this kind of goes back to what we were talking about before. But like when Gucci made them fucking racist Chinese commercials, and China shut down every fucking Gucci store and was throwing out all their Gucci shit and got rid of it, Gucci instantly fucking apologized because they lost like billions. And it's just like I think that
who's making that shit?
And I think that they
that's fucked up.
I think that people here have done a good job of showing us, like, oh, we don't care about your $1. We don't care about your dollar. So you not doing this is not stopping the people. And then people were like you said, like, if motherfuckers was like, yo, gas is too fucking high, I'm not going to go to work or I'm not going to buy this gas shit. Motherfuckers like, man, I'm not going to let this gas shit fuck my money. We're not going to come together as people to stop that shit. Because if we came together as people and stop that shit, and stop all that fucking money that's flowing in, then it'd be a voice to be heard. It was just like, it's a bunch of people. It's a bunch of people yelling different shit. But if everybody spoke with one word at the same time, that shit would be so loud. And but it's just, we're not there
it's
anymore.
It's only for certain things.
We'd rather march.
Like, gas is one of those economic strongholds that you cannot control. Gas controls transportation. Transportation controls the
products being imported and exported, as well as the small business is responsible for the need for gas, because now everybody's starting their own business, so you can't get your product, you can't get your packaging, you can't fucking do shit.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
so gas is one of those things that even if you as a person stop gas, the economy is going to shut down without gas.
Okay.
It's going to hurt more than it helped?
No, I'm saying, basically, yes. The United States would come to a halt.
And
if you don't import or export from your country, you make no money.
But that's
the power. As a person and as a country.
That's the power of the people, though.
But that's my point. That's one of the things that cannot be controlled by the people. If we as a country of people come together and say, we're not going to buy no more gas.
Yep.
Then a lot more is
you're not going to go to work.
Happen than just them lowering the prices.
Yes.
But what it's the other.
They're going to say, cool, you're not going to pay for gas. You're not going to pay for gas, but big business is still going to. Big business has to. Because if big business does not, the country will shut down.
And what I'm saying is, I'm not going to pay for gas. If I need gas to get to work, then big business can buy all these products, but who's doing the shelves? Who's putting them up on the shelves? Who's the cashiers? Who's opening the stores?
They're just going to make a robot.
It's not going to be they're not going to be able to do that in time.
The white people that have electric cars. And Lester with his Tesla.
Goddamn Lester.
I hear what you're saying, but people with electric cars, still not enough to make the country. What I'm saying is,
electric cars suck right now.
Can't go that far. My point being is that the economy is one of those untouchables. Like it's
not though.
It is because
what it is it's the fucking boy. Like I said, when they did the
So there's nobody. You said there's nobody to stock the shelves. There's nobody to work the cash register. Amazon still works.
How? If people stop going to Amazon? They still need drivers.
Amazon
they still
got
need,
a store that is strictly... There's nobody working there. They just go up in machines. There. And
but who's going? But who's grocery shopping?
Amazon
there's
has
no gas.
Amazon has drones.
I'm saying, everything... Amazon everything has stops. Drones. But there's still sorters at the factory.
Drones.
There's still people unloading trucks and filling in bins.
But my point is, if big business is still operating the tractor trailers to get...
Who's driving the tractor trailers?
The people that are still employed because big business is paying for the gas for the truck.
Okay, who's unloading the truck then?
He's looking at the person.
The nigga that works for big business that drove the truck.
No, who's breaking down the pallets? It's going to get to a point where it's going to halt. That's all I'm saying.
My point is I'm explaining to you that even if you as a consumer stop buying the product, big business that controls the product is still going to find a way make that particular product work. Gas is one of the non-expendables.
Say we stop buying gas. And then whoever's working the truck, unloading it, whatever, they stop too. The whole economy crashed. Okay. The people that make the gas, sell the gas, whatever, they learned their lesson. Now we got to deal with all this other shit that is even worse than what the fuck the gas prices was. That's what he's saying. Stopping gas isn't. It ain't gonna stop at the gas. Like
it's supposed to keep going.
Like if you boycott restaurants, that restaurant will close down. Cool, another one will pop up. You boycott a company.
We boycott Papa John's and it's up.
You boycott all of TV. Nobody else in the fucking world ever again watches TV. TV is gone.
But
there's no repercussions. Radio will come back.
You boycott.
There's no subsidy that will take over for the lack of gas.
But I'm saying you boycott TV because they don't have enough representation. So what they would do is you it's always a stipulation. They boycotted the bus because they got tired of the black people sitting in the back.
Yeah, you're looking at it as black people. I'm saying
I'm saying
as a whole group. If everybody come together and boycott something, everything is expendable, but gas. You boycott electricity, you got candles. Candle industry will flourish. You boycott TV, the radio industry will flourish.
What's the substitution for gas?
Substitution for electric.
You have
bike. The bike industry will thrive. Yeah, for the horseback industry will thrive.
For you to get to and fro, there's not enough horses to be able to rebuild
gas to fly these planes too. They're just starting to get into electric planes.
I mean, I guess travel's gonna come down. But all this shit is boycott with a stipulation.
So we're going back to we're going back to huts and fucking teepees.
But it's not gonna last for that long though.
But when it's over, and you gotta go back to it. But, you think they're gonna change the price of gas? No, listen, at one point you're gonna give up and say, you know what? I need to go get my kids some diapers.
What I'm saying is we can't make money, we're not paying rent, we have to wrap it up, but we're not living in houses. Because
what I'm saying is, gas is a $100 billion a day business. So if you boycotted gas for 2 days,
I give you two examples.
BP, remember BP?
We did that. I was gonna say we've done that twice. We did that during Obama's presidential election, right before he took office.
BP
gas shot up to $3.50 a gallon. Remember, everybody was going to fill up their cars with gas. And then a couple months ago, when the pandemic first hit and something was supposed to go wrong and motherfuckers were putting gas in trash cans.
No, what you call it? They hacked the gas system.
Yeah.
And the whole world went to shit.
Nigga.
Shit.
We are not surviving.
Ran out of gas.
We're not surviving without gas. It does not matter. You can boycott that shit for a month. And at the end of it, gas companies will say, this is still the price of gas. Either you're going to pay it or you're going to stay where the fuck you at with nothing.
BP dropped 5 cents when that oil spilled in the Gulf. 5 cents. People still was in that drinking gas.
I guess that's just one of the things. That's you just picked the one.
It's not faith in people. Like, it's a possibility that you can boycott. Is it possible that we could come together as a world and boycott gas? Yes. Would it be detrimental to civilization as we know it? Absolutely. But you cannot pick any other economic requirement and say that we could not live without it. The one thing we cannot live without besides water is gas. Take a second to think.
No, I hear what you're saying, but with that being said, that means that the global warming crisis and the earth cooking and boiling, the greenhouse gas, is inevitable because we can never be without gas.
That's why we're going to Mars.
Yes, it is inevitable. That's why. Yes, that is exactly why we're going to Mars.
It didn't used to be like that. It would caveman and shit, but no, that's what it is now.
But it's so much. It's so,
even the Industrial Revolution was still 10 times better than we are today.
But what I'm saying is, I think that there are so many other. We have alternative fuel sources that big gas is stopping from becoming important because there's so much money.
But that is my point.
But if we boycott gas and put all our money into the other alternative,
do you know how long the return on investment will be for that to happen?
I'm still waiting for the EV.
We don't have enough. We don't have enough resources to live without gas. Once we get to that point,
I don't know about that one, but I think there's resources being held from us because gas, like there's so many.
But you know who is holding it from you?
The people selling the gas.
Big gas, nigga.
That's because it's like
Big Pharma. It's like Big Pharma. Big Pharma tried to shut down marijuana for so long because marijuana is such a more sustainable and cleaner version of healthcare than pharmacy is. And now they realize that too many people know about that shit. So what did they do? They didn't take away pharmacies.
They buy them.
They bought fucking weed farms. Because if you can't beat them, you join them. And there is nothing that is beating gas.
And oil. Don't forget about oil.
Gas, that's a whole different.
Crude oil. Let's just say crude oil, period.
Yeah.
There's nothing that is beating crude oil, bro. Nothing. I don't give a fuck how many hydroelectric cars you make in. I don't give a fuck what kind of biodegradable fuel that you fucking use. There is nothing that is beating
crude oil. At least at this time.
Right. That's all I'm saying. We don't have enough.
They said in 1980 something. That by 2020 we would be fully electric and flying cars.
Yeah, gas.
They have flying cars, yes, but
big gas isn't going.
I don't think a flying car ever happened.
Technically,
it would never happen.
Technically, a helicopter is a flying car.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
I mean, no, they do have flying cars. They have flying cars.
No, I know they exist, but realistically,
yeah, they're not going to let the public have.
How are you going to control the?
Yeah, where you driving? You can't even get a nigga to drive under the speed limit on the ground. Yeah.
Come on, old lady flying the plane.
Let me hit him in the face with his wheel. All
right. So this is just an episode of Just Ass Talking Shit. We're going to call this one Talking Shit. But this has been another episode of the Two Brothers Podcast.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you, big ass.
Thank you for listening. Hit us up on Instagram, comment on the episode, tell us what you think, and if you have any comments. But once again, this is your boy Gary.
And Mike.
And James. Fuck out of here.
There's a lot of people in it.
We had a special guest.
Les.
And special guest.
King 3.
All right, y'all. Peace.